Reporting live from my mother's house. Matter of fact, it's just an apartment. Small bedroom where my mattress sits on the carpet. TV on the milk crate, unsturdy and wobbly. Garbage bags full of clothes. At least I got a door for privacy, cause I don't want my mom to see me in this condition, cause I know it would hurt her watching her son sobbing grief. I worked so hard to get myself up out of poverty. That's why I'm wondering, how did I end up right where I started be? Dad, I'm thinking maybe the proof was to break up me and my lady get through. And man, I left that girl with everything. Then my job gave me the boot, because I moved too far away to make the daily commute. It's sad, some of you may ask, but dating, you're famous now. People know what your name is. How did you get here? That's crazy, fam. We watch two become one like Anthony Davis Brown. We like the pictures of you, your wife, and your lady's child. Your Roberto and Hilda skits really made us smile. Why would you break up? You were examples that made us proud. Well, my reply is, I bet that woman to stay around and did everything that I can do except chain her down. See, when you serve the Lord and do what you're supposed to do, Satan looks for a chink in your armor or an open wound, so he can take the tip of his pitchfork and poke it through. But if you're solid, you'll aim for the people that you're closest to. Yeah.
I done lost everything. What remains is a broken heart, yeah. I'm exhausted and drained. It's a brain on this road. It's hard, yeah. In the storm, there is pain, dark flames to my hopes and God.
Job season,
Job season, yeah.
Demons in my ear, and he's trying to resurrect the old me, and saying if God's good, why you in this Job season? Your friends been watching your wife on their phone, she been posting pictures with some new dudes, so go cheat them. You should hit the road speeding, pull up, leave his nose bleeding, cause you looking soft, beat him up, if you don't, she wins. How about that sucker, LaRoe on the low, heaping, conspiring against you, he hates you for no reason. He hit up your wife and he wrote her a whole DM message telling her we should connect and expose heathen. Put it up on YouTube, we'll let the globe see him as the one that fought a phony and pro-heathen. He deserves to die, why don't you and your bros beat him? Until there's no breathing, leave him with his dome leaking. Forget what God would think, he left you in the cold freezing. I call on Jesus' name and start rebuking those demons tempting me to take revenge and beef with my enemies. They say revenge is sweet, but no, that will not put an end to these painful emotions, plus I cannot let resentment reach my heart, because the one that loses in the end is me. Far as my marriage, I must accept and repent, cause we were never meant to be. I was a Christian in my infancy and had the tendency to take what I was never meant to keep. When we sow disobedience, there's consequences men will reap. Not even gonna lie, it's kind of abrupt and all at once, so I feel like I'm being violently crushed. But though I'm being slayed, I know that I'm gonna trust my God. I know that this will pass, I just need time to adjust. And it's Job season.
I done lost everything, what remains is a broken heart, yeah. I'm exhausted and drained, the terrain on this road is hard, yeah. In the storm there is pain, dark flames to my hopes and God.
Job season,
Job season, yeah.
More music at gospelmetrics.com.